ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 10 है 9। द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मेटेरियल नेचर। समय कम है, मैं अपना पहले आई रीड फर्स्ट देन ट्रांसलेशन। ओ सन ऑफ भारत, द मोड्स ऑफ गुडनेस कंडीशन वन टू हैपेंस पैशन कंडीशन वन टू द फ्रूट्स ऑफ एक्शन एंड इग्नोरेंस द कन्वेंशन वंस नॉलेज बाइंड्स वन टू मैडनेस। Purport: A person in the mode of goodness is satisfied by his work or the intelligent pursuit, just as the philosopher, scientist or endeavors may be engaged in particular field of knowledge and may be satisfied in that way. A man in the mood of passion may be engaged in fruitive activities. He owns as much as he can and spends for good cause. Sometimes he tries to open the hospitals, give charity, instruction, etc. These are the signs of one in the modes of passion. And mode of ignorance covers the knowledge in the modes of ignorance. Whatever one does is good, neither for him nor for anyone. Hare Krishna. Om Jnana Timranda Sa Dhyanam Sanatana. Das ho gaya tha na? दस दस है, ठीक है, दस को पढ़ते हैं। समटाइम्स द मोड्स ऑफ गुडनेस बिकम्स प्रोमिनेंट डेफिनेटिंग द मोड्स ऑफ पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस। ओ सन ऑफ भारत, समटाइम्स द मोड्स ऑफ पैशन डिफाइन्स गुडनेस एंड इग्नोरेंस एंड एट द अदर टाइम इग्नोरेंस डिफाइन गुडनेस एंड पैशन। इन दिस वे देर इज ऑलवेज कॉम्पिटिशन ऑफ द सुप्रीमेंसी। परपट: When the mode of passion is prominent, the modes of goodness and ignorance are defeated. When the modes of goodness is prominent, passion and ignorance are defeated. And when the modes of ignorance is prominent, passion and goodness are defeated. This competition is always going on. Therefore, one who is actually intent on the advancement in Krishna consciousness has to be transcended. These three modes, the promises of the some certain modes of nature in the manifestation in one's dealing in his activities, in eating, etc. All this will be explained in later chapter. But if one wants, he can develop by practicing the mode of goodness and thus defeat the modes of ignorance and passion. One can similarly develop the mode of passion and defeat goodness and ignorance. Or one can develop the modes of ignorance and defeat the goodness and passion. Although there are these three modes of material nature, if one determines he can be blessed by the mode of goodness, and by transcending the mode of goodness, he can be situated in pure goodness, which is called Vasudeva state, as a state in which one can understand the science of God. By the manifestation of particular activities, it can be understood in what mode of nature one is situated. Om Jnana Timranasa Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksu Sriman Asme Se Guru Enma Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. Welcome everybody for Bhagavad Gita class. I am not preparing anything, but I am asked to speak, so whatever it comes, I will see whether I am qualified or not. Please forgive me if there is any mistakes or anything. Here it's in the translation, Prabhupada is saying, sometimes the modes of goodness becomes prominent, defending the modes of passion and ignorance. Some, O son of Bharata, sometimes the modes of passion defeats the goodness and ignorance. and the other time the ignorance and defeat the mode of goodness and passion. In this way there is always competition in the supremacy. The Prabhupada is trying to explain here that how the modes of material nature they are acting on each and every one. Nobody is free from this modes of material nature. According to our life, it's happened. Suppose I want to do something, I cannot do something because my nature is different. I want to do according to my nature, the job I want to do according to my nature. But the most of meditation, they don't want to do the things which I wanted to do. Because they are acting on us. By force, they are acting on us. Even though if you want or if you don't want, the things are going to happen. So to see that how the we should come in the modes of goodness. To come in the mode of goodness, overcoming ignorance and passion, is that we should associate with the devotees. The association of devotees is very important. When we associate with devotees, then we think that we are in the mode of goodness. Because the devotees, they always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They are 24 observed in Krishna's Leela, Krishna's Katha, Krishna's pastimes. I see so many wonderful devotees, those who are from morning to evening continuously engaged in Krishna's service. So seeing those devotees and associating with those devotees, you get benefit. You see, from starting from Mangal Arati, when we start early in the morning, our day started by Mangal Arati. In the Mangal Arati, how devotees, they are all coming together and chanting the name of the Lord. And we are associating that how everybody is glorifying the Lord. When you glorify the Lord, automatically you are coming in the goodness. Although we are in the sleep, sometimes we are in ignorance and we do not know what we are dreaming in the sleep. But when we come in the morning for a morning program, our all the activities which are in the sleeping or in whole day, what we have done, that those things are far away. They cannot touch you that time because you are in associate with devotees. And devotees, they are chanting, they are taking darshan of the Lord and totally absorbed in Krishna. So when they are totally absorbed in Krishna, so we get that association, then modes of ignorance and passion is not touching us. This is the modes of meditation. They see where the glorification is Lord, so they don't come and touch us. But as once we are free from that, then immediately they try to hold us. So after Mangal Arati, we keep on chanting our round, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And after finishing our rounds, then we see Guru Puja. We take darshan of Prabhupada and glorify Prabhupada. And we take darshan arati, we see the Singharati, we see how the devotees are well dressed. Or each and particular things, starting from the lotus feet of the Lord, we see from the lotus feet of the Lord going up and see how wonderful the dressing is done, how the devotees, they have given their time and dressing the deity very well, so that it gives us in goodness, we come in the goodness by thinking of that, how devotees, they are dressing very nice to the deities and it looks very nice, and we observe in the deities darshan, and we enjoy that darshan and see that how the Lord is looking very beautiful. In Mangal Arati also we see how Lord, he has taken the rest and he is in normal without darshan, without normal dress. As in darshan arati we see in the night dress. In the night dress also, we see the dressing of the night dress is also very wonderfully done. Wonderfully, from the lotus feet going up to the Lord's face and head, the pagris, the whatever that decoration they could do, they are doing very nicely. So if we think that observation, then how the devotees, they are serving very Lord in very nice manner, in a humble manner, and see this, see that the Lord is looking very beautiful, and people should think that the Lord is so beautifully dressed and how beautiful He is looking. So like this we are absorbed in goodness, and after that we chant our rhyme, we are in goodness, then also taking darshan, we are taking in goodness, and after hearing Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, when we hear, that time also we are in goodness. We are in goodness, we are hearing the pastimes of Lord, the Lord's pastimes. Now is Narasimha Dev Bhagavan's pastimes, Prahlad Maharaj's pastimes we are hearing. So hearing this one, it makes us again in the goodness. Then after finishing our Bhagavatam class, we have Prasadam. Prasadam also Satyagun, is in Satyagun, in goodness. So we take Prasadam in association with the devotees. So we feel that very nice Prasadam is there, because it's offered to the Lord. Devotees with so much care, they are preparing the Prasadam, so that all the devotees can release the Prasadam in goodness. So like this, this observation is completely from morning 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We are totally absorbed in the Krishna's pastimes and devotees association. And then we see that we are in goodness. Then later on we have our service, we take little rest or something, then we are engaged in our services. Each devotee is having different service, and we are very much appreciating their service, what a type of service they are doing. They are observed that I am doing service for Krishna. So that is coming in goodness again. And then there is no opportunity we should give for the mode of ignorance and passion to overtake the goodness. So like this we are observing in a service, then we think that we are in goodness. And always we should see the other devotee and glorify the devotee how he is doing the service. Morning is doing Mangalati, then is doing Guru Puja, then is doing Bhagavatam, taking Prasadam, then his activities of service. The devotee cook Rajbhog for deities. They are preparing the Rajbhog very nicely. Every time they see that how best I can give to the Lord. Although Lord doesn't want anything, but devotee is enthusiasm that how wonderful I can prepare the preparation and give to the Lord. So this observation of preparation and thinking that I have to cook for the Lord, I should give the best thing to for the Lord. So again this we are always in goodness. So when we come in the goodness, then ignorance and passion cannot attack us. But as soon as we are free from those one thing, and if we meet someone, if we talk some nonsense, some people will come and complain, oh, regarding this one, regarding somebody thing, so many things. Then we are in passion and ignorance. Then goodness goes away from there. Then more prominent is passion. Passionate we see that what we are doing, what this person is telling, is glorifying some other sampradaya or glorifying something different than what we should glorify. So this is the observation we should see, that how passion, then again ignorance is coming to us. Because we associate with those kind of people. You know, the materialist people, when they come, they want to glorify their things, what they are doing. They are thinking that whatever we do, that is more prominent than what you do. Because they think we have ability to earn the money. We will earn the money by our ability. And do so many charity things. We are doing so many charity things. In passionate they speak in this way. I have made this hospital, I have made this ashram, I have done so many things. So in passionate they want to see that glorify us, and when we are listening to this, then we are coming in the passionate. So to avoid them, we cannot avoid them. Okay, we can give them Krishna consciousness. we can say that, okay, whatever you have done is very good, what are you doing is very good, we are not saying it's not very good, but at least you chant one round of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That's why we invite people in Samadhi, just like Samadhi, we invite people, you come and chant at least one round. So this is that how these materialist people are coming in passion and ignorance. We want to engage them in Krishna's service. So we ask them to chant one round at least. So when they chant, they also feel, oh, this is chanting is wonderful. And this person, actually we do not know what to do. But this person is trying to chant me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this bead is having 108 beads. And this, I am going around and saying this, chanting 108, and thinking that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. I have to chant this 108 times. Oh, thinking that one they get some benefit. From passion, they are at least coming for 5 minutes in goodness in their life. So, this is how they get the benefit while coming. They are coming in fun to enjoy that, okay, we are going to Dham to see so many different darshans, there are so many temples, we will visit so many temples and we will see this ISKCON temple also. So when they come here, they see there's wonderful things than the other temples. They see they are giving very nice prasadam is being given here, they are serving very nice prasad, they get khichdi and this one, they enjoy the khichdi prasadam. And they chant here and they see the devotees, they are chanting Hare Krishna and their kirtan is going on, very nice kirtan. They like to dance in the kirtan. So the passion and ignorance is going off these materialist people and they are coming in goodness. So these things Lord is arranging for everyone that how they should come in the goodness. But according to our destiny, according to misfortune, that we do not want to associate with devotees. We want to go in different places to different things. Okay, now time is over. Now we have taken darshan. Now we have to go to some other temple. Then other temple they visit and there they see darshan and this one they are happy. But once they see in ISKCON what is going on, they cannot get the other things in other temples. They can get good darshan. They can get so many good things. But the kirtan and the association of devotees and chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, they get only in ISKCON. If they go in Premandir, they can take darshan, they can go around very big temple, so much diorama and these things they see. But there is no association of devotees there. Nobody can guide their other temples, they will not cannot guide you what you have to do. But when you come to ISKCON, ISKCON devotees, they approach you, they guide you, they see that how your hard-earned money should be donated to the service of Lord Krishna. So they ask you to give some donations. And many of them, those who are in passion and ignorance, oh, whenever we go in ISKCON, they are asking money, they want money, they want money. And we want money not for ourselves. We want to see that how the Lord gets everything and when the temple is done very nicely, so people are attractive. So whatever money is doing, whatever renovations we are doing for the welfare of the devotees to come and take darshan and see that how this temple is so opulent. My Prabhupada gave us everything, that so how we should see that we have everything first class. So to give them first class, we need money. So we ask them to engage your hard-earned money to service the Krishna. So you get some benefit. We give them guidance that you have done hospitals, you have done ashrams and so many other welfare activities. But when you give some things to Krishna, that will give you more goodness. So like this, how we should see that everybody should try to come in goodness. If somebody is ignorance, our duty is only that Prabhupada, that we should give everybody Krishna consciousness. Also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare dekho tare ko Krishna upadesh. Whoever you meet, just give him Krishna upadesh. That is our main service given to us by our Guru, our Guru Paramparas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Gaurakishore Baba Ji, Jagannath Baba Ji, Six Goswamis. They have given us these things that we have to just give holy name to others, to give they, so that they can come in goodness. We want everybody should be in goodness. We shouldn't think that they should go in passion and ignorance. Although we see they are so much passionate and so many ignorant, they don't want to come to the temple. Okay, they will ask their wife and children, you go to the temple, I am staying outside. They are so much arrogant, many people. Oh, we don't want to enter. They will say, okay, children, okay, you want, you go and take darshan. They darshan come. When they bring prasad, oh, they take prasad. So, Prabhupada says, this is a secret weapon. Prasad, giving them prasad, taking the prasad is a secret weapon for them. Even though more of ignorance they are, when they take prasad, the prasad will react on them. So, this is how the benefit they are getting, those who are in ignorance and passion. Our main purpose that how we should see that everybody is in goodness. Even Prabhupada, he wanted that each and every devotee should be engaged in distributing the books. From the very beginning, Prabhupada, he gave the devotees that you should distribute the books. You are preaching to someone for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that won't help him. But when he gets the book, when he gets the books, he gets the benefit. When he touches the books, he gets the benefit. The other day, example was giving one of the devotees, that even by touch, they get the benefit. So, see how we want those people to come in goodness. So, when everybody is in goodness, then the whole, whatever the desires of our acharyas, that everybody should chant Hare Krishna name, and that will be going on. When Prabhupada started, there were very few devotees. Now there are so many devotees, multi-millions of devotees. It is a countless. We cannot count how many devotees we have now. Because everybody is chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, if anybody chanting once only Hare Krishna, he is a devotee. We have to calculate him as a devotee. We shouldn't say that he just chanted one round and went away. And whether he is chanting or no, we do not know. We give them Japamala to chant Hare Krishna. And if he chants, if he gets benefit. And if he doesn't chant also, at least the Japmala is with him or some book is with him, his desire will be that sometime I should start to read or sometime I start chanting Hare Krishna. This benefit they will be getting. So this is that how everyone should be engaged in serving of the Lord and give the benefit to be in goodness. There are so many other examples in Bhagavatam also. Bhagavatam, we hear so many stories about Palad Maharaj, about Dhruva Maharaj, about Pitthu Maharaj, about Priyavarta, Agnirdharda. Yeah, I'm just going on reading, and just when you see the Krishna book also, when you read about Krishna book, then you see that how the gopis, 24 hours they are thinking of the Lord. And if you meditate on our Krishna books also, there are 90 pastimes, more than 90 pastimes in books. And those pastimes, if you meditate on those pastimes, will get benefit. Even just like Krishna as a small baby, he is killing Putna. You see there how Putna is coming to kill Krishna. And Krishna is giving him so much opportunity to take her in her lap and liberate her, and she took the position of his mother. So Lord is so merciful. If we meditate on all these things, even the kansa, while eating, sleeping, wherever doing, is always thinking about Krishna. Oh, Krishna will kill me, Krishna will kill me. Indirectly chanting the name of Krishna. Whether properly you chant or improperly you chant, at least you are chanting the name of Lord. So Krishna gave him benefit also. So Krishna is so merciful, we should see that how much mercy is giving. So this is keeping away from us this modes of material nature. But this is our not good fortune that we do not take. We do not associate. We think, oh, this is, I am now on the higher class. This Bhagavad Gita class is not for me because ordinary speakers, they speak something. It's them that nobody is speaking something, they are speaking what Krishna is speaking. I am not speaking anything about my own. Whatever Krishna has given, I am speaking that one. So you are speaking this Krishna's verse, you will get benefit. But if I think it is not for me, now I am last 20, 30 years in the ISKCON, it's not important for me to attend this Bhagavad Gita class or Bhagavatam class. I know everything, I am well qualified. So then that time we are coming in the mode of passion. We are passionate. Oh, this is for the only neophyte devotees, not for a senior devotee. I wasted my 20-25 years, I have understood everything. So actually we should learn everything from every moment. Every moment we have to learn. It's not that I am satisfied, oh, I am now well qualified, I do not need anyone to guide me. But if there is somebody to guide you, you will get benefit. You know, because everybody is giving you whatever Krishna is speaking. I cannot speak what my anything whimsically coming in my mind. I am speaking whatever Krishna has given, whatever Mahaprabhu is giving us, whatever Prabhupada has given us. We are speaking those things. We are not speaking about the outside politicals. The politicals in UP, something is going on, in Bihar something is going on, in Maharashtra something is going on. We are not interested in those talks. That talks doesn't help us. Sometimes we want to, somebody is coming and speaking about something, and we are not interested in those things. This mundane talks is brings us in mode of passion and ignorance. So we should see that how we should avoid this association of the non-devotees. We have to give them association, but we don't have to take their association. And if we think in that manner, then Krishna is there always. He is trying to help us. He will make you free from the mode of passion and ignorance. He will give you everything, whatever our desires are there. And devotee, they doesn't desire any material thing. They desire the spiritual things, that how, Lord, I can serve you more, better and better. Then the service which we give to the Lord is satisfied. He doesn't need anything. He is the goddess of fortune. There are hundreds, thousands of goddesses of fortune serving him. He doesn't require our service. He likes that only that love, with love, whatever we can give with love to the Lord. So if we are giving anything with love to the Lord, He is always ready to accept us. And He is accepting us. We think that how He has taken us, how He has given us opportunity to remember Him, to association of His devotees. So if we put everything this in mind, that how Krishna is giving all this association to us, and we are fortunate enough than the outside materialist people. Even though in our families, many of them don't want to become devotees, they are not interested what you are doing. They are thinking we are fools. So let them think they are fools. Let anybody think what we are. But we know what we are doing. Because ordinary person will think, because he cannot find a job, or when he cannot maintain his family, or he cannot do this thing, that's why he has come to take this one simple living. He is thinking simple living, he will get so many things, opportunity, he will get benefit, and they are just keep on begging money from everyone. They don't understand that we are begging for the service of the Lord. We are not begging for our personal use. We don't beg money from anybody for our personal maintenance or personal use. Whatever we give to Krishna, and our temple is maintaining us, our temple is giving us everything. We don't have to go and ask that, I need something, please help me money, I need some money to do something for myself. Because temple is maintaining everything. Prabhupada has given us everything. He said, this is the palace, big palace I am giving you, come and stay here. And when we stay here, we get all opportunity. Just like a son of a king, he gets everything, he doesn't have to ask. He gives everything. Just like a father, the son doesn't have to ask his father that you give me this one, you give me this one. Automatically father gives everything to the son, whatever the requirements are there. as long as the whatever the requirements he wants, his father fills. Just starting from as he is born, his mother is feeding him milk. Without asking the baby, do you want milk? But mother is feeding him. She knows my child needs milk. And even if he passes stools and urine, she is ready to clean her child, ready to give nice service to his baby. Because she has so much affection. So Lord is having this much affection with us also. He gives us milk. He is taking care of us. He see that how the devotee should be well maintained. And he should be 24 hours engaged in my service. So when we are in the service of the Lord, then we are coming in the goodness. This is how the goodness will act us. The three modes of material nature, the passion and ignorance, will not touch us. They will see that how he is engaged. He doesn't want to waste his time in talking nonsense talks or something else. See, after Bhagavad Gita class, we have evening Sandhya Aarti. And Sandhya Aarti, you see, so many devotees, they enjoy dancing, chanting. Then when you go to ashram, you start to read book, Krishna book, or Bhagavatam, or anything, Bhagavad Gita, whatever is there. So if we are engaged in these services, then how we should be engaged in our temple management service, whatever he has given, we should do that service also, and the other service also, which will be make us fully occupied in service of Krishna. But if we deviate from our service, or deviate from attending the morning program, or deviate from the attending Bhagavad Gita class or Bhagavatam class, then we are doing something which is coming in passion and ignorance. We do not understand that we are in passion and ignorance, but it reacts on us when we are little free. I cannot give many shlokas, I cannot recite many shlokas, but the understanding is this, that how we should see that we are serving Krishna, and Krishna is accepting our services lovingly. We are giving him lovingly and he accepts us lovingly. So always think in that one, that how we can serve Krishna and be in a mode of goodness. Because this in material world, in Kali Yuga, we cannot be free from Rajagun and Tamagun. But Krishna is showing that how you can be free from those things. How we can be free from all this Rajagun, Tamagun. But when we are engaging Krishna. Because they are ready, they are having the opportunity that when this devotee will come to Rajagun and Tamagun. So we should see that I shouldn't leave this Satyagun. I want to be in Satyagun. I don't want to be in Rajagun and Tamagun. Although most of my teachers, they are pulling me. They are showing me so many attractions. Few days back, one of the devotees said, I am coming to Vrindavan, please take me around the places. I want to see Vrindavan. I think when you come to ISKCON, everything is in ISKCON. But when you are coming, okay, you want to see Govardhan, you want to see Varsana, you want to go to Gokul, you can take darshans. It's no problem. That is goodness. But when the devotees come, they enjoy the pastimes of the Lord. They take, just like they, many of them, they do Vrindavan Parikrama. They like to go for Parikrama, some like to do Govardhan Parikrama. So they are thinking in that manner, they are coming for some, getting the benefit for them. And that benefit also we should associate with them and give them guidance that how you can take this benefit in coming, when you are coming to Dham. So always we should see that how we should engage everyone in the Satyagun. That is very important. In Bhagavad Gita, here Prabhupada said that how these modes of materials are acting on us. So we should see that always the goodness should be acting on us, not passion and ignorance. we should always check. Always check ourselves, oh, this passion is coming to me. So how should I avoid him? To avoid him, I should chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So thinking in this way, that I should avoid this passion and ignorance by chanting loudly, so that the passion and ignorance may run away from here. So we should drive them by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When they are driven, they will see this person, he doesn't give us entry here. So it's useless breaking our head on this person. So they go away. Otherwise they give us very opportunity to take opportunity to passion and ignorance. So this is the short thing which I can speak, whatever is coming in my knowledge. I am not well qualified or anything, but still I observe that how I should be always engaged in goodness. Always think that this most of nature, they want me to pull out from here. But I should be determined, the determined mind should be there, that I have to go every day to morning Mangal Aarti program, I have to attend Srimad Bhagavatam class, just like I am taking prasadam. I know I have to take prasadam, for that one I don't want to miss. So similar way I have to think that I have to attend my Bhagavad Gita class, Bhagavatam class, darshan, then evening there is a Bhagavad Gita class, I should go for Bhagavad Gita class. Never mind the speaker. You don't see the speaker. Who is the speaker? What is going to speak? We want to see that whatever he speaks, what from Bhagavad Gita Krishna is speaking through him. I shouldn't discriminate over only this speaker. I will listen to this speaker. I will not listen to this speaker. So also in morning Bhagavatam class, I will listen to this speaker coming. Then only I will go there. If other speakers, what they are speaking? They are speaking Krishna Katha only. They are not speaking anything else. They are not speaking about their family problems or their personal problems or the worldly problems. Nobody speaks about those things. They only speak of Krishna Katha, about Krishna glorifying the glory Krishna. That as soon as you glorify Krishna, Krishna takes care of you. You see that Rajagun and Tamagun, be you far, far away from this devotee. Don't touch this person because he's always in thinking of me. Man mana bhav mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskur mam vaisa satyam tirpiti jnana. So Lord gives us that you should always think of me. So we should see, we should check ourselves every time that whether we are in satyagun or rajagun or tamagun. So this observation of ours, that coming into Krishna consciousness and bringing everyone in Krishna consciousness, that should be our prime duty. That I should go for Bhagavad Gita class, whether any speaker is there. It's not that I am not interested. I know Bhagavad Gita. I have read this Bhagavad Gita 50 times. I have read this Bhagavad Gita 100 times. Oh, I know what Krishna is saying. He will tell me the same thing. He will not tell something different. Whatever in Bhagavad Gita the Krishna is speaking, he will speak the same thing. And I have read Bhagavad Gita more than 50 times. So for me it is not important whether I go or no. But this is the thing that brings us far from goodness. When we think it's not important for me, I know everything. Nobody is the complete knower. This knowledge is coming from Krishna. Remembrance and forgiveness is coming from Krishna. So he is giving us remembrance. The remembrance about how we should glorify him. Forgetness, that we forget Krishna and we act in the modes of passion and ignorance. So he gives us forgiveness. Okay, you can talk whatever nonsense you want. You go and talk your nonsense. He allows us. But if you are determined, that no, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to listen to the Bhagavad Gita. Whatever the speaker says, whatever he says, I will listen to him. Whether he is qualified or not qualified, I will see that what he is speaking, whether he is speaking his personal matters or personal things or personal examples or he is giving what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. So here Lord is glorifying the goodness, that how the goodness overcome passion and ignorance. And if we are away from this one, the passion and ignorance comes, then again we are in the ignorance, then goodness and passion, they are down. So we should see that we shouldn't allow this passion and ignorance to overtake us. Then our life is success. Otherwise our life is miserable. Just like an outside condition souls, they are suffering, then we have to suffer. The devotee doesn't suffer because he always think of Krishna. If a person doesn't think of Krishna, then the suffering is there. Then I remember I have a pain in my legs, I have pain in my body, I have pain in my head. Then I think, because when I'm leaving Krishna and thinking about my body, well, we know this body is just a vehicle. Prabhupada gives us so many examples about this body. So we should understand this body is just like a vehicle. We have to take care of the soul. We just keep on polishing our body and do nothing for the soul, that won't help us. We want to see that how we should be making the soul happy. When the soul is happy, the automatic everything is happy. So we should be always concentration on this one, that how we should be observed in Krishna consciousness and how we should engage everybody to serve Krishna and be in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thanks for my amazing class.
Right.
You said, you're touching the Bhagavad Gita, is enough. Not only you're touching, Srimad Bhagavad Gita is also perfect. I have one of my experiences in Chennai. Christian pastor, he was taking temple program in a Gopi. He saw a Bhagavad Gita, but the picture attracted him. Then he turned on page and saw our address and came to our temple. I was sitting on a session table, so he approached me and asked me about our temple activities and something, and he worked on Bhagavad Gita. He regularly comes to our temple and attended our program. Then he became our devotee and took initiation. He and his family, now they are ISKCON devotees. This is, he made stop our Bhakti. This is the power of our Bhakti. And not only Bhakti, power of Mahamandra also is very great. 1974, Radhyatra was going on in Mulak. Prabhupada was sitting in Radhyatra. And one middle aged couple, Radhyatra was passing through the street, they started dancing with Harim Bhakti. Okay, that middle-aged couple started dancing with Vaimbati and chanted Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Watching this, Prabhupada simply commented that spiritual life has started. The spiritual life has started. That is the power of Maha Mantra. So, Prabhupada always predicted not only touching, yet seeing and chanting in Maha Mantra is always powerful.
Yeah, right. Whatever you say is very, I agree with you. I give you my personal small example. In 1977, when Prabhupada left his body on 14 November and 77, and 17 number I was flying from India to Philippines. And that time I saw the picture of Prabhupada on the newspaper. And that attracted me. I read the article about Prabhupada. And then I was engaged in all these material things. And after 77 to April 89, I was doing all the material activities. Then all of a sudden somebody came and gave me Gita, and then I read this Gita. And I completely changed. I remember then how I saw this Prabhupada in the newspaper, and that same person, same Gita I am seeing, and it's changing. So just only once you see a pure devotee also, whether alive or not alive. Prabhupada said, I am alive in my books. So I see he is alive in the books. I saw that his body in the newspaper, that he was galen and he was given samadhi. But when I see Bhagavad Gita, I see he is present here. Everywhere is presence. So this things, how this mercy of a pure devotee is given to everyone. So Prabhupada is giving this pureness to everyone, the purity. It doesn't lack. The purity doesn't lack anything. It makes everything pure. When the air is blowing for everyone. It's not for one person or two person. Just like sun is giving sunlight for everyone. So similar way, pure devotees and their activities, they are attracting everyone. So this attraction, just you said that you were sitting there and the person came, he was seeing and he got attractive. So similar way, most of them, they are attractive in this manners. And most of them, they are associating with devotees, they are getting some knowledge. I also got this association of a devotee who came to me to present Bhagavad Gita. I said, I'm not interested, but he mostly giving, I'm giving him free. Then I said, I shouldn't take free. I gave him some donation. So then when I started reading, automatically the things changed. So Lord is attracting everyone. Just like father, he's having five sons. Father is attracting all five sons, but some of them, they want to do independent something, this thing, but father still loves him. He doesn't think that, oh, this person, my son has become mischief, he's not doing anything or is doing nonsense things. Still he loves you. So Lord loves everyone. He gives benefit for everyone. Just like all the demons, Lord give benefit. No demon was left free. Is that Lord said, I have not cared for you. He never said. He took everybody back home, back to God. Give them liberation. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, भगवद गीता की जय, हरे कृष्ण।